Francis Church in Tottenham is the first Church of England parish to have opened in 40 years. The vicar here, Andrew Williams, is leading his congregation in Sunday service.
Father, as we bring this bread and wine and remember his death and resurrection, send your Holy Spirit.
Mr. Williams is one of nearly 50% of Church of England members who support same-sex marriage. A recent report concerning the Church's stance on same-sex marriage was rejected during last week's General Synod. The report was written by Church of England bishops and called for a culture of welcome and support for gay couples. However, it did not change the teaching that marriage is a lifelong commitment between a man and a woman.
For me personally, I mean, I think it damages the Church's mission to be seen as homophobic.
The report needed the approval of all three houses, bishops, clergy and laity. The clergy voted against the report, which has taken 3 years for bishops to prepare. Some are saying that this indicates deep fractures within the Church.
There is absolutely a unity question, and if the Archbishop of Canterbury said, OK, from tomorrow we're going to allow anybody to be married in our Church, then there would be a schism, there would be a split.
Despite the report's rejection, same-sex marriage remains a divisive issue within the Church of England. This young Christian from North London is conflicted about whether gay marriage should be permitted in the Church.
I don't disagree with gay people getting married. I just don't know if it has a place in the Church. It's just what the Bible says, like it being a sin and it being an abomination. But I wouldn't stop a gay person from getting married in the Church. It's their option, it's their choice if they wanted to. I have no say in that.
Okay, so in principle, you disagree with it, but it's not something you'd actively oppose?
Yeah.
A poll conducted in 2016 found that just 37% of Church of England members oppose same-sex marriage. The report's rejection came as a shock to Church of England's governing body, who will now have to rethink their most recent motion.